Thousands of pounds of human ash were properly laid to rest today at Sachsenhausen, the former Nazi concentration camp near Berlin. It was all that remained of some of the tens of thousands of people killed there by the Nazis during the Second World War. NPR's Emily Harris reports that the ceremony was complicated by the fact that the Soviet military liberated the camp at the end of the war and soon opened its own political prison on the same spot.
The ash was found during construction work at Sachsenhausen, a concentration camp deemed by Nazis to be a model for others. Construction foreman Dietmar Bauer says the thick layer of human remains was clearly different from the sandy soil around it.
Like ash from the oven, and sometimes there are small bones we found.
Building a new memorial on the site of the old crematorium stopped long enough today for more than 100 gray cardboard boxes full of that ash to be solemnly laid to rest. Local undertakers in black suits and white gloves moved the heavy boxes into a shallow grave close to where the ash was actually found. Volunteers read the names of some of the Nazis' victims.
Vladislav Zavas, Stanislaus Pavlovsky, Julius Marschall, Ole Hermansson, Georg Kaminski, Augustin Labier, Nikolai Zviridenko.
Listening was Adam Koenig, a Jewish survivor of this camp.
It's necessary and important to remember, not to forget.
There are more names of the dead of this camp that wouldn't have been read out at the ceremony. Karl Garbe, Bernhard Heinecke, Paul Grunewald. Some of the 12,000 people who died here in the Soviet-run prison camp at Sachsenhausen that opened shortly after the war. Günther Mursch is director of the foundation that now maintains Sachsenhausen as a memorial. He says there are important differences between the Soviet camp and the Nazi one.
The biggest difference you can see clearly today, we are standing where the gas chamber was, where there were facilities for systematic, cold-blooded, long-term murder. The Soviets didn't do that. In their camp, people died of hunger and disease.
Eastern European leaders in the Baltics and Poland see upcoming celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II scheduled in Moscow as a chance to tell Russia that the so-called liberation actually ended freedoms for those unwillingly trapped behind the Iron Curtain. But in Germany, the country that started the war, and at Sachsenhausen, the Soviet roles during and after World War II will be kept very separate. Memorial Director Mursch.
We don't want to, and we won't mix the two of them up.
Today, as cameras clicked, the boxes of human remains were covered, shovelful by shovelful, with soil. A local cantor chanted in memory of those killed in the Holocaust.
Babi Yar, Ponare, Warschauer Ghetto, Ghetto Vilna, Ravensbrück, Buchenwald, Ghetto Riga, Theresienstadt, Bergen-Belsen, Dachau, Sachsenhausen.
Camp survivor Adam Koenig has no blame for the Soviets.
It was a liberation, and the Soviet soldiers had a great part to shoulder. We owe them to be thankful.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.